meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Welcome back, Doc.
Thank you, dude. Thanks
good
for
to see
me.
You. Okay, dude, bro.
Yeah.
So you were in Chicago?
Yes.
What were you doing?
We got a couple talks and did Man Cow Show this morning. Did a lot of radio today.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Nice. Real fun. Did that for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, goddamn morning radio.
You know, he runs a really good show.
Yeah, but they start so early.
Yeah. That's a hell. And it was, you know, you'd add 2 hours behind for us. You know what I mean? I'm on Pacific time, so I'm getting there at 6:30 in the morning. It's 4:30 in my head.
Yeah, I know, but that's still not as bad as living it.
You mean doing it every day?
When I do Stern, I got to live that time difference. You just feel the time difference.
No, I'm here all day. I did it all day. I flew back today. I'm feeling it now. I'm living it now.
No, but you didn't. You're not living it. You're not flying in at that time.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, got it.
You do it from here, you're living it.
Right.
It's not 6 in the morning. It's 3 in the morning.
It's actually 3 in the morning.
It's not just in your head 3 in the morning. It is 3 in the morning.
Got it.
And Drew, you make a big deal out of that in your head 3 in the morning stuff. And, I'm with you halfway there, but still not same as living.
I'll give you that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
Hey, but good times, right?
Yeah, good times. And your treatment of Bruce made it right on through into the Chicago streets, and people were, like, talking to me, coming up to me, saying, oh, man, Adam was brutal, Bruce, last night.
Well, the kid wasn't listening.
Brutal.
He was not listening to me.
Oh, my. Well, he was not obeying you, I guess, the way.
Yeah, well, that's
paying homage to your greatness.
Listening is a key component to obeying.
Yes, Drew. First must hear it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
Your Honor.
He's good. He's good people.
I will avoid this behavior in the future.
Did you make up with him? Everything okay?
Well, Bruce, I'll tell you what got us started on our big argument last night, which was some kid called up and he said
he'd be you
when I get older. I want to be you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can't wait that long. I need you to be me now.
Be
I'm tired.
Now. Yeah.
I'm going to go home, beat off, and surf the net.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, listen, why don't we take a phone call? And Anderson is raising his hand. Anderson must have this. Is this true, Anderson?
It was me who said take the phone call.
Oh, it was Anderson. Okay.
He's making it good for me. He's filling it out.
Do you have that, by the way?
No, I don't. But later, Drew, I have something that Adam said about you. Also, Adam's a total prick to Bruce last night online.
Yeah, I don't like being ambushed. Is there something good about me or something bad about me?
It's bad.
Something bad.
But well, listen, Anderson has a bee up his bonnet, too, because I yelled at him a little bit.
Yeah.
Too, because he was screwing up as well.
Last night a night? So, yes, you did, of course.
Oh, please. I don't yell at you every night. You know what happened again, Drew?
Yeah.
Remember a few nights ago we were doing you with your opera singing?
Yes.
And Anderson's... I was talking about it, and I was trying to get him to cue it up, and he wouldn't do it.
Again last night?
Again. Yes, again. And his thing again was, well, it takes 10 seconds, which is now, before he starts singing. But as I pointed out to him, we could talk over the part where the piano was playing. Anyway, we're getting all sidetracked here.
Let's get on tonight. I don't want to hear the bad thing he said about me.
It's not bad. I just called you a wuss.
That's ambush.
I don't believe him. No, he never diagnoses anything right. He's all over the map. Yeah, I don't even know if he's a real doctor.
Oh,
I think
please.
He's just a love doctor. Okay, so
there you go.
This kid says, "I want to be you, Adam." And I say, "All right, you need to be me." And then we decide to put the kid on the air, let him take a call. So we push the thing and do the thing. So now it's going to be Loveline with Dr. Bruce and this kid. Well,
Skippy.
Skippy starts talking to the caller, and this goes on for a couple of minutes, and Bruce is doing what I'm doing.
Sitting back.
He's sitting back. So at a certain point, I'm looking at him like I'm looking at you, and I do this. I point at the mic, and Bruce looks at me, and he looks at the mic, then he looks at me again, and then I give him a drum in. Come on. You got to go. This is Loveline. You know, we're not, you know.
Yeah.
He looks at me, looks at the mic, looks at me again. There's a little pause again. I'm pointing at the mic, you know, he's just staring at me now. And then I yell, would you goddamn talk? And then I got mad. It got all screwed up. But
what, oh, no.
what's the part where I'm doing this with the mic, you know? Like, that doesn't register? Bad. The guy's a doctor.
You know, sex is not a recreational sport.
All right. All right. Come on, am I right or am I right?
No, you're right. I can imagine that I can imagine the aggression with which you started pointing at the mic.
Well, the third time, it's like, no. All right.
Yeah.
Simple Plan is our guest tonight. They got here just a little bit late because some difficulty with the limo and the old radio station and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to work that out. So we'll take a few calls. We'll go to break, maybe a couple minutes early. We'll bring the band in here.
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Jason?
Hey, how you doing?
You're 23. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. I like to use a variety of condoms because they always come out new ones, new ideas. The new Trojan Pleasures. I bought me a pack of them.
Yeah?
I whip them out, and it's got this white goo on them. It almost looks like they've been recycled or reused. I don't know what kind of pleasures it is, but...
Loveline is brought to you by Trojan.
Mm-hmm.
What are you suggesting? They were...
I don't know. Is this one of the jerky boys?
No.
Yeah, they were repackaged.
Yeah, somebody used them. Yeah.
They're used, they're covered in spunk, but they pass along. Normally, those things would go for $1.29. They're going for $1.09.
They keep better that way.
That's right.
Nah, but what's the goo?
What is the goo,
lubricant,
Drew?
Lubricant.
With a little spermicide mixed in?
Yeah, that's spermicide. That's fine. It's good for, it's to maybe reduce your risk of STDs, maybe. And also...
I'm just trying to, because there's not any other condoms. I've used pretty much everyone out there, except for the Magnums. I ain't no elephant, but...
No.
But he's a genius.
But he's got the brain away.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Hey, good times. You're calling from Colorado?
I would have pegged him Colorado immediately.
Born and raised. Am I right?
No, I'm from Massachusetts.
Holy mackerel. See, Drew?
I could just blow you over with a...
blowjob?
No.
All right. Let's talk to Samantha, who's 15. Samantha?
Yeah?
What's up?
I have a question. I have been going out with this guy for like 2 months now, and I was giving him head the other night,
mm-hmm.
and his roommate had asked me like 2 days ago what we did, and I told him that I gave him head.
Let me stop you for a second. You're 15?
Yeah.
How old is the guy? He's old
19.
Enough to... Yeah, he has a roommate. He's in college or something, or no?
No, he's just a car salesman.
Car salesman. Okay. Mm. What are you hanging out with a 19-year-old for?
I don't know. Just because.
Car salesmen are, if there was a, you know, Nazi war criminal, a modern-day one,
yes.
I think that'd be the equivalent
yeah.
to car salesmen.
You know,
these are horrible, despicable people.
I was talking to some young people yesterday, and the young girls in the room were saying that how unhappy they were with the whole oral sex thing when they decided to do it. And I said, well, why do you do it? Well, because we think it'll make the boys like us more or keep the boy.
Hmm.
No. No. Yeah, it keep you for about 5 minutes and that's it.
It's about three and a half.
Yeah,
but the point is, you'd come back, you'd have a lot of return business.
You'd have some return business and that's it. But you'd have the purpose of the return would be going to the well for the same action.
Yeah, just put your mouth by the mail slot.
Yeah.
I'll stop coming in.
So what'd you learn about the guy?
Well, his roommate told me that he cheated on me, mm-hmm. like 2 days after we started going out.
Yeah.
And it was with this really dirty person, this really dirty chick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that Mark got drunk one night. And
That's the car salesman guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he showed his roommate his penis or whatever.
Mason jar.
It was all pussy and red and scratchy and stuff.
Yeah, no. You're building towards a punchline of some type. B, gonorrhea is not red and crusty. C, no roommate is throwing the other roommate his penis, especially when it's infected. Ever.
Ooh,
ever.
I might do that.
No.
Yeah, but no.
You call me and ask about it.
The roommate's not talking about it to the chick.
No, this is all bogus. It's just ridiculous.
Sorry, we don't believe you.
Who's putting you up to this? Oh, she's...
Women are
transparent.
No, women don't make bogus calls.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Somebody put her up to it.
I know. So they get put up to bogus calls, but they become like that La Femme Nikita. They're not natural born killers, but if we can plant the chip in their head and teach them Taekwondo, then they can do our bidding for us. And that's what happens. But then when you ask a question that's off the cheat sheet,
doink,
it throws their circuitry off.
Yeah.
Like, this is a bogus call, isn't it?
Let me think about it.
All I got to say is no. Really? This is, I'll tell you, takes some brains to lie, I've realized. I hate to say it, and they don't teach you this in school, but the best liars, the best cheaters are the smartest.
Yeah.
You watch that lunkhead on The Bachelor? You see, like, episode number two, some chick says something like...
Joe Millionaire, you mean?
Oh, Joe Millionaire, yeah. Like, what's your middle name? And he's like... He's looking around. He's like,
Fireball.
I mean, Lance. I mean, Cat. I mean, Doily. Oh, Christ, no. Runs out of the room. Really? Can't just pull the name out? Dad's name, perhaps? Close friend? Maybe even your real middle name. He's like, what's your middle name? It's like it was a good 10 count before he came up with something. All right. Let's talk to Jennifer's 22. Jennifer?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. I'm 22 years old. I'm a young woman, and I'm not conceited, but I would say I'm attractive, and I'm a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And actually, it started when I was younger. It was for a purpose, like religion, or I'm waiting for love. And now I'm at a point where I'm really not waiting for anything. I need to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I share this with a guy too soon, then I don't know, he gets misconceptions, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Are you dating anybody?
Actually, I just broke up with somebody, and
guys have one of a series of reactions to that information. One is,
yeah, tell me.
All right, one is, oh my God, we're never going anywhere.
When she says share this, she means
tell him.
Not your virginity,
but the fact that she is a virgin.
Well, is that what you mean, Jennifer?
What's that? Is what would I mean?
We get in this all the time, but I took this to mean if you sleep with him too fast.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be tough.
You're saying when you share the information about your virginity.
Information.
Okay.
Then they either think, yeah, they're never going to get lucky, and then they're gone, or it's like their number one goal they want to take.
Right. There is an intermediate zone, but it's either us never going to go down, or this is a plum I've got to pick immediately, and that's my life's quest now. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
Well, why do you have to share anything with it? You're done with your religious stuff.
There is another thing guys will react to, which is, oh my God, what a responsibility. If I'm her first, my God.
Nobody does that.
Exactly.
Who does that? Drew does that, not me. No way.
No, I'm not high, but that's
not
the
you.
Impression I've gotten.
No, yeah, that's you.
A decent guy would go...
A decent guy... Well, first off, this works its way out mathematically because a decent guy wouldn't just do a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of thing.
That's right, but he'd also think to himself, oh, my God, she's going to be so attached to me after this her first time. I'm not sure I want to be that far in this relationship.
No,
he would not like that either.
Would you shut up? Jesus Christ.
All right, well, tell him you're not like that, and they'll get over it quick.
If a guy was interested in her and his feelings were true and he was sincere, he would not be worried about the responsibility.
He would, but he'd get
over
it.
He might be worried about the responsibility if he was a decent guy, but he knew he had to move back to Chicago school, or he had a relationship somewhere else or something.
What 22-year-old guy is already thinking about moving on? You know what I'm saying? At the start of a relationship, he's thinking about, my God.
There's guys who plus a guy could be 26, 27, right, you know, right. She's 22. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Maybe she should go for older guys.
What do you do?
I'm actually going for an older guy right now.
All
right. So, which is why I'm wondering. See, here's the thing. I have a big mouth, and I'm honest, and I'll share it. Like, everybody I know knows.
Jennifer, you know what? Don't worry about when you
Hold
tell
on.
A guy. Don't
she
worry about
like
it.
A pain in the ass. What's the matter
what
with
do
you?
What do you do for a living?
What's the matter with
what
me?
Do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
I have a professional job at a desk and a computer. And
oh, well, that...
I see. So hold on a second. You're saying this computer's on a desk, you called it?
And it's a professional occupation.
One where you get paid.
I mean, I don't work in retail like I used to. I used to, and then I moved out and got a grown-up job, and I don't really feel like a grown-up, but...
All right. All right, well, you're definitely attractive. A little bit of a pain in the ass.
It's gonna be fun.
Yes, yes. Where do you live? What city?
Los Angeles.
Where?
In L.A., L.A.
No, does anybody live in L.A.?
In Los Angeles?
What do you mean, where in Los Angeles?
Baldwin Park?
What do you mean, where in Los Angeles?
Like Hollywood.
All right.
It's a big city. Come on.
I know it's a big city. That's why I said where in Los Angeles, Captain Coos. All right. I was going to invite you down here in the studio, but you've angered Drew.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Drew.
All right. All right, baby. Now take care. You'll find the right man. He'll
be
happy. Oh, she's a pain in the ass.
A minty fresh cooch. Oh.
Where do you live in Los Angeles? Los Angeles, Los Angeles.
It's a big city like Hollywood.
I didn't get her point with the big city part.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone lives in Los Angeles.
I know.
Okay. All right. All right. I was going to tell her to come on down, but I could tell she was... So you know what this was?
I'm good looking.
I'm good looking. I don't have to be that smart. I don't have to be that nice, and no one ever really says anything about it.
Katie.
Katie, you're 32.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. My fiance and I are getting back together, and I wanted to learn how to entice him how to go down on me.
Mm-hmm.
Entice him.
To go down there?
Have you ever asked?
How about you fill yourself up with beer nuts?
Well,
guys can't stay away from like an ashtray full of beer nuts. Huh?
No, we don't drink. We're alcoholics.
I know that their beer nuts aren't full of beer. It's just
but you got to have one with the other.
It might trigger them. See.
Oh, okay. I see. I see. You could get him off the wagon. Yeah.
Have you asked him to go down there?
Yes.
And what does he say?
Well, one time we had had barbecue, and then we got into messing around, and all of a sudden he just started going down on me, and I stayed there like a deer in the headlights, didn't move, and then I started getting into it, and I told him, wait, let's do this. And by the time we had changed positions, he totally lost interest.
He didn't want to go down on you anymore?
Right.
Hold on
curiosity.
A second. I got to put something together.
What was the barbecue have to do with it?
I don't know, but...
Oh, my God.
Eats a lot of barbecue, doesn't like to go down on the ladies. I got ethnicity picked out, Drew. I'm going with black guy.
I thought Chinese.
I don't know, wait, where is she? In one?
Four.
Oh, four. Katie?
Yes.
Is the guy black?
No, he's definitely wood.
Bitch! He's definitely
and
wood?
This is what I tell him. You're the only wood in the hood that doesn't go down. And he's like, I can't.
Hold on, what's a wood?
A white boy.
Oh, that's wood?
Yeah.
I've learned something.
I didn't know that one either.
Yeah.
Okay. So like he's... is he hanging around with a lot of brothers?
No.
Could be a bad influence.
He grew up in Jamaica or anything?
Okay. He's been in and out of the prison system.
Well, that's hanging around with brothers.
No.
He's been in and out of prison.
Yeah.
It's good that you two have gotten it back together. What was he in prison for? Like meth?
Exactly, yeah. They've always been drug related.
But he's in recovery now.
Right.
Yeah. All
right,
it's good. All right. Good. And so I understand what the disaster was and why the barbecue was important in the story.
I don't know, but it was a good trigger for him, and then all of a sudden he just stopped.
So if you feed him barbecue, maybe it'll...
I asked him afterwards.
This is like retarded native superstition. Do you know what I mean? The volcano stopped erupting when you fell down, so... If you fall down again, it's going to stop the volcano. These things that aren't attached to each other.
And so we make reproductions of the events we'd like to see. So
right.
That remind.
Right. Yeah. Katie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think the barbecue got him going down there, but maybe just put him in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know, we have tried this before, and we have talked about it, and he's told me why he doesn't like me.
Why? What
why?
Is that?
When he was younger, he was molested.
Ah. Okay.
And this woman used to do that to him.
I got to try that.
So he doesn't. He used to make him do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, listen. That's going to be tough for him to overcome.
Yeah.
So should I treat it like I go through it sometimes when I go down on him and I have to stop because it triggers.
That happened to you, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
We both.
You guys should never 69. You would flashbacks. Just explain. You'd just be like a couple of Vietnam vets. All right.
Right, listen, you have an understanding of how difficult it is, how traumatic that is, and how painful it can be, and how impossible it is to overcome. You have to look at it as something that it just needs to be managed in the relationship. It may not be something that he can do. You've got to find something else.
Do you guys, you don't have any kids, do you?
Not together.
Oh, okay.
But
we have kids from other relationships.
You both do.
However, I'm only a second relationship.
All right, so he's got a couple kids?
Yeah.
Oh. You got a couple kids?
Yeah.
Oh. Where are those kids?
A minor with me.
All right.
He doesn't know. He's locked up right now.
All right.
CPS took him away.
Well, okay.
Why? Oh, the kids.
The good thing is they're not with their mom.
Good.
Right. That's a good news.
She's the one who won't stop using.
Right. All right. All right. So there is a happy ending to all this. Kids aren't with their parents.
Right.
All right. Hey, no more kids, though, right?
No, definitely not.
All right. Does anybody, by the way, from the state talk to you about this? Because this would be part of my overall plan, to talk to gents like this and ladies like yourself and ask you to please not have any kids. No conversations this way? Katie?
Something else is on the air.
TV came on and she got this.
Something else is on the air?
The TV came on.
Katie?
Here I am.
She's ordering the Wonder Mop right now.
No, I definitely agree. If you're not clean, you have no business.
That's right.
Katie, listen.
You guys are clean. Yeah. You're taking care of your kids. Neither one of you can tolerate oral sex. This is a match made in heaven.
Yes, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. You guys love each other. He's out of the clink.
Keep working with your sponsor, right?
Yeah.
That's the key here.
And then let's not focus on what he can't do. Let's focus on what he can do, like not do drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can probably use his penis okay, too, right?
Sure, he could.
Yeah. All right.
We've never had that where they both had trouble.
With the exact same kind of abuse.
Yeah.
Interesting. And it's rare to have the male having been sexually abused by a female.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a rare thing.
I'm going to tag my kids like caribou, so in case the city takes them away, I can find them.
Yeah.
That's going to be my plan. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slide in at night, little raid on Entebbe type hostage situation, little extraction situation. Pull them out of that foster care and make a run for the Canadian border. Speaking of Canada, Simple Plan is going to be in here.
We'll be right back.
Next. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kurtwood Smith will be in here tomorrow night from That 70s Show. He's the Dan. Then Queens of the Stone Age will be in here on Thursday. Simple Plan is in here tonight. They're going to be on my beloved Jimmy Kimmel Show tomorrow night, which is a good time.
Yeah.
You guys will enjoy yourselves. We have Pierre Bouvier.
That's right. You got it right.
Chuck Camus.
Like
Perry Como.
And this is going to be a good time.
I can't wait to hear from
David Desrosiers.
Desrosiers, but don't worry.
Desrosiers.
Sounds like a hockey player name.
David Desrosiers. All
That's
right.
Good.
Drew, you could do these because these guys are French-Canadian and Drew's French fag. Drew's French fagadian. And French Fagadian, write that down. Where's your buddy? That's good.
Got it.
So he can speak a little Spanish, but as we're talking during the break, the French-Canadian accent is much different than the proper French. And they can understand the proper French, but Drew is going to have a little difficulty understanding the Canadian. But you guys don't have any accents in your English, do you?
You'll hear it come out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very little.
But will it sound like a sort of Canadian accent?
It won't sound fag.
No, it sounds like an like the Canadian A, like along the border of like Minnesota kind of accent. Not a French accent.
But we don't really have like the Canadian A and the
and
about,
we don't say about
about and all that. That's more like
the
like
out
Central
west,
Canada or like out west of north, like in the boonies. But we don't really say that. Just a little bit, eh?
Yeah, nice a little.
Big off, eh?
Are you guys crazy for hockey?
No,
not really.
We don't even watch hockey. What's that?
Yeah, it's not rock and roll.
Nah.
The CD, No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls, is out and came out in March, and it's doing quite well, and we're going to hear something off of it Well, I guess we should hear something off of it this break, but
sure.
Talk a little more, maybe take a call. These guys are going to go out with Avril Lavigne, and she seems kind of snotty to me.
She, you know what?
Is she a little snotty?
She's not. She's
nice.
She seems that way, but she's not. I think she's just a little bit shy.
Ow!
You know?
Yeah.
She's got a lot going for her. She's quite young. We have fun with her.
She's a Canuck, too, right?
She is.
That's right.
It's a big Canadian tour. It's going to be Avril Lavigne, us, and another band called Gob. It's going to be a great Canadian time.
And a little band called BTO. They're the Canadian, you know?
Got it.
You guys know Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't realize they were Canadian.
Oh, yeah. They're Canadian. Hell yeah.
Tragically hip.
They know how to rock, those Canadians. And is Avril, is she French-Canadian?
No.
So you guys...
So we can talk about her.
Do you know what her name is, though?
Yeah, it's true.
Avril Lavigne. It's a French Canadian.
Yeah.
April Wine. But she doesn't speak French.
April Wine. It's true. Kind of sounds like April the Wine.
Avril. Devine, yeah.
So when are you guys going out with her?
We've been going out for
Next
like two
Friday.
Years now. We've been going out for 2 years, Teddy.
Yeah. Out on tour.
Tour. Oh, right. We're going out, what is it? April, actually?
Yeah, April and May.
I predict one of you gets her.
You think so?
At some point.
We're putting some money on it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not
Let's
putting
see.
Money on it.
I got to say Pierre because he's vocals. You know, he's the lead.
That's
the way it goes, you know.
It's singers and drummers, usually. Singers and drummers.
He'll get hooked up with her early, you guys.
We'll tag team.
You guys will bang your way through Canada and the United States with all the groupies and underage chicks, and then they'll break up at the end of the tour, and he'll cry his way back home to French-Canada.
And then he's going to call Loveline. That's right. We'll call him with our problems.
With the herpes and everything.
The band broke up. Right. We can't get laid anymore.
All right, let's take one call, and then we'll hear a song, all right? Gina?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I just want to tell Soul Plan that they're the best band in the world.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys inspire me so much.
Cool.
I went to Kiss the Stash, and I went to see you guys in London, Ontario. Me and my friend drove all the way out there. I don't know if you guys remember me.
You crossed the border?
Yes, we did.
Wow, was that
That's
the show?
Nice.
What show was that?
The strip church.
Huh?
Was it the Phoenix in London?
Yeah, it was.
That was a crazy show.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
I was right up front, and I was the smallest.
Did
and
you
I
get your
so
knees
so
crushed?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Do you have a sex problem?
Jesus, the best. And American Jesus was good, too.
Sweet.
And I just, I liked you guys for the longest time, and I didn't know you guys were Reset.
Uh-huh.
And when I found out, I was, like, flipping out. But I was just, have an opinion. You guys should do a Reset tour.
No, we can't. It's over.
You really can't.
No, it's like an inside issue. We can't do it. It's just you know, we're moving on to better things. It's like breaking up with a girlfriend. You can't go back.
That's right.
Yes.
Unless you get drunk.
I was so young and I didn't get.
All right, would you shut up? What was her question? Her question.
Just want to talk to the band.
There was no.
I know, but her question was: tell her boyfriend she's.
No,
dying.
No. Am I looking at the wrong one? What was your biggest accomplishment?
All right, wait a minute. Then let me apologize, Gina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now hurry up.
It's okay. Well, I just want to tell Civil Plan that they're cool. And me and my friend made a video for you guys. We're going to send it to you guys.
Cool.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see it.
It's like 4 hours long.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Maybe I can't wait to see it.
What are you guys doing in it?
Oh, we're basically, like, hanging out doing stupid stuff. I made a concert, but my friend, like, didn't tape it. So I don't think it's on there.
Yeah. You're a lesbian.
Are you guys kissing in it?
There's a good chance if she didn't tape it, it might not be on there, right?
Reasonable.
50-50, would you say, Drew, as a doctor?
Making serious, significant assumptions. Yeah, 50-50.
And Gina?
Yeah?
Did you guys make out in the video?
No, actually, me and her, I wouldn't do that with her because she's been a friend since my parents.
All right, you're bringing us down, baby. This is rock and roll. We don't want to get all
sentimental.
You
should have
said yes. Yeah. All right, let's hear a song. You queued up there, Anderson? Mm-hmm. This is from Simple Plan. This is called Addicted.
When you don't think about me.
Playing is in studio tonight. No pads, no helmet, just balls. Pierre, Dave, and Chuck all here from the band. Going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night.
That's right.
Pierre was asking me during the song whether I still keep in touch with that dude. We're still lovers. Yes,
all right.
A partner de vie.
Still life partners, that's right.
That's right. All right, let's... maybe we should tease this call and take a break. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting about that time.
Just take this one. It's easy, and then we'll tease one.
All right. Kevin?
Yeah, hey, Adam.
You're 14?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering if it's normal for my penis to glow in the dark.
I think you went to a rave, and then the girl went down on you, and she had something on her lips and stuff.
That's right.
That's right. That's what I thought. But...
All right there, Keva.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good times.
Yeah, whatever.
Good instincts, Drew.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to get rid of it.
Well, that's true. All right, now we got Joe, who had an orgy with Pal's fiance, having sex with her ever since. Wants to know whether to tell the guy or not. Seems like a good enough place to leave off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Simple Plan is here, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. Pierre, Chuck, and Dave are all in here from Simple Plan. What up? They're going to be on the Kimmel Show tomorrow night and on tour with Avril Lavigne, which is not the Jewish Lavigne. That's probably the French Lavigne, right?
Yes. It's April the Wine.
Is that what it means?
No. Almost. It means April the Vine.
Oh, the Vine?
Yeah.
That's a little crazy.
I know.
But it works.
It does work.
On her. All right. Let's get to the phones. And
Vine Vivigne? V-I-G-N-E?
That's what it is.
Oh, that's how she spells it?
Yeah, it's L-A-V-I-G-N-E.
Wow.
Yeah, see, Drew knows. Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Good. You're 20?
Yeah.
You had an orgy?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, now, orgy to me means more than three.
Well, see, it started off as the four of us, my friend, his fiance, and her friends. And somehow or another, I ended up with both of them.
Both the girls?
Yes. No, not him.
Yeah, but you said her friends... You mean just
friend.
Friend.
What happened to your buddy?
Pulled a groin, had to tap out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's devastating.
That would happen to me once.
In the clutch like that?
Tapped out early. Yeah, I was watching Sports Center, an ice pack on my nuts.
Well, you know, he just couldn't hang, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him,
maybe he
let
was him. Hanging.
Yeah, we're having trouble believing this. Where was he while you were polishing off the two ladies?
He was in the other room.
No way.
Joe, we're calling you a liar, buddy.
No, hey, seriously. Honestly,
while his fiance was getting whatever by you?
Okay, this is what happened.
I think he was scared on how big you were.
Is he loaded?
What's that?
What was that, Anderson? What was that? All right, whatever.
Was he intoxicated?
Excuse me?
Was he intoxicated?
Yes, we all were. It was on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, we got him in the shower. We were pouring champagne all over the girls. And then it just progressed to the bedroom. And it started out as all oral at first. And then...
With the four of you?
The four of us, yeah. We were switching off with the girls. And then I had both of them. And we actually hadn't even had sex yet, but we were just all kind of like, you know, orally, you know, going at it. And then she just said, you know, I don't mind if, you know, you give it to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought he gave the okay on it. And come to find out, about a week ago, she told me that he didn't.
Yeah.
And,
well, didn't he want to know that night what went on in there?
No, he didn't say anything. It was actually kind of weird. Like, he didn't, you know, like, maybe it was just, like, all in good fun, I guess, that night.
So he just left the room.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you had sex with both of them.
Right. And then, like, a week later, she calls me, want me to come over.
Ooh. Yeah. Was he not home?
No. They don't actually live together yet. They're engaged, but...
How old is she?
She's 18.
Ooh.
Can
they not get married, please?
Please.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I've pretty much been wrecking it ever since.
Uh-huh. You've been having sex with her?
Yeah.
All right.
What about
this guy, is he a good friend of yours?
Well, I'm supposed to be the best man in the wedding.
That's nice. Well, no, wait a minute. This is part of the duty. So you got hold, I think you got to hold the ring and bang the bejesus.
I'm there for you.
Yeah. Well, you know...
What would
Adam do?
Well, Adam wouldn't call the radio station and lie.
Yeah.
That's the first thing Adam wouldn't do.
Come on, Adam. I'm not lying. This is 100% truth.
All right.
Liar, whore. You know it.
All right. Well, look, when are they planning on getting married?
July.
Okay. And you're the best man.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a talk with this guy.
Yes, you're going to have to come clean.
You're going to have to explain that, A, he can't get her pregnant, and B, they got to take a little time off, put this thing back.
You don't even have to be specific about who she's with, but you have to tell him that for sure you know that she's with someone else.
Can tell you for a fact.
She's been cheating on you constantly.
And this marriage cannot happen.
He's the best man, but he's definitely not the best friend.
Right. Oh, words of wisdom.
Yeah. What a delightful gent. Phil?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 23?
I sure am.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time listener, first time caller. I've been listening since...
You're right, Phil?
Yeah.
Are you playing with yourself?
Yeah. Listening since...
Anyway, I've been listening to you guys since Ricky Rackman way back in the day. And, okay, well, here's my problem. My girlfriend, even though we're kind of like fighting right now, she's telling like she wants to get her nipples pierced.
Why?
Right.
What is that? That's the same thing that dropped in.
No, it wasn't. Phil?
Yeah?
You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think it's a good idea because, if you want to take them out, if you want to get pregnant and have a kid, you can't really breastfeed because of all the scar tissue, right?
No,
really?
No, you can't.
You can.
Supposedly, the people that we've talked to, people that have at piercing institutions, they claim that you can't. Breastfeeding is already a difficult procedure. Women don't appreciate the fact that it's not something that babies take to naturally. You have to learn how to do it. And adding piercings makes it even more difficult, but it doesn't prevent it.
It doesn't prevent it, but do you think it could?
No.
Well, it might make something that's difficult already slightly more difficult.
Or something that's on the border of being impossible.
Uh-huh.
Well, in other words,
I don't think
a lot of babies do not take to the breast.
I know, but you say something that's on the border of being impossible.
In other words, if
even the band knows that you're an idiot over here.
In other words, if someone is just would have just been able to get the baby to take,
right.
This might be enough to push it over into not taking. You
see what I'm saying? If the piercing is still there,
the piercing as well.
Are you saying is if the piercing is still there?
No, I'm just saying that it might make it more difficult, and breastfeeding is a difficult procedure that doesn't always work.
That's what I just said.
So it's probably not even worth the risk.
Well, look, here's the deal, Phil. Yes, this is an issue, but it's not paramount
a big deal.
Issue.
Not a big deal,
the paramount issue is that you don't like it. Yeah. You don't want her to do it.
It looks great,
is
dude.
Is it that attractive, though? Do you guys really find it that much?
I think it's great.
Dude, it's awesome.
I've been with girls with nipple rings, and it's fun.
I hate it personally.
Here.
But yeah, that's
I'm
just
you,
I'm Squaresville. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
here
in a band. But here's the point. You're her man. If she's doing this, she should be doing it theoretically for you, since other guys don't see her nipples.
Well, but it's for her, Adam.
For her pleasure.
It's like wearing the lacy underwear.
Yeah. I think she might be doing it because we're fighting right now. She knows I don't want her to do it.
Threatening.
That's good. Well, why don't you tell her, why don't you insist that she does it in a very angry way? Say, you're my bitch and I command you to get pierced. And any woman, women respond very well to reverse psychology, I found. Yeah, women, kids, and pets usually the ones that work the best. Yes, where you yell at the cat, get back on the sofa, get back on the sofa. Then they go into the crate. You see what I'm saying?
Especially cats.
Okay, so... work it out with her, but she really shouldn't be doing this just to spite you in it. If that's the truth, then I don't know. Maybe you guys don't have the greatest foundation for a relationship.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk to Tashia.
Tashia.
Hello?
Tashia.
Oh, this is Tasia.
Tasia.
Yes. Oh, Adam, I love your show so much.
Which show?
Both of them, of course.
This show?
And the Man Show.
Yeah.
They're great.
Crank Yankers? Not a fan of the Crank Yankers?
She's never seen that.
Oh, all right. Well, don't worry. New season starting beginning of March. You're going to see it, baby.
I called to ask Simple Plan a question.
Here they are.
Shoot.
Well, you guys are amazing, first of all.
Thank you.
Your CD is great.
Thank you.
And I was wondering that I heard things about you guys going to Warped Tour.
We are.
That's right. We're doing the whole thing.
Doing the whole thing. We'll be there.
Good. Oh, I have another question. And I heard that you guys are, like, really
cool. Oh, wait a minute. See, you know what's funny about this?
Yeah.
Sorry for cutting her off. But
that's all right.
See, her question says, tell boyfriend she was diagnosed with warts after sleeping with him, okay? Now, about 20 minutes ago, I mistakenly said she... had the wrong question. I was pointing to her, and then I apologized to the other caller because it was a call above hers.
Yeah.
But somehow, in a weird fit of clairvoyancy, I knew she was going to have a bogus one too.
Right.
And we never do that,
no,
Drew.
No, it's good.
What happened there? What is that?
You somehow knew that she was going to be a question for the band, even though it says it's a question about warts.
Yes, and even though I falsely accused her, thinking it was the other person.
Yep. See, what's more interesting, Simple Plan or genital warts?
Warts.
Genital
warts.
Pretty much
for
the same.
The band. It's just we have to squelch people calling, making up calls, and then doing. If you want to talk to the band, by the way, that's no problem. You just call and say you want to talk to the band. We'll hang up on you. No, we'll put you through. We have a call. We have Mike up here who wants to talk to the band, for instance, and we'll talk to him, and he can talk to the band. First, we got to take a break. Should we sell Jason over
here?
No,
let's just take the break.
You know, we're getting a lot of screwballs and jack-offs and jackettes calling tonight.
Yes,
young girls who
are
lying.
That's our crowd.
Which we don't normally get. Yes, I blame you guys. We need some chicks calling this show. That's what we need, not goofball guys who may be bogus. Right?
Older ones.
Yeah. We'll take a little break. Simple Plan is with us tonight. We'll be right back. Line. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Pierre, Chuck, and David are both all here from Simple Plan. CD, no pads, no helmets, just balls, is out as we speak. And again, going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night playing the outdoor arena over there, which if you haven't seen it.
Arena.
Yeah, I don't really call it arena, but might as well err on the side of grandiose and big, you know. Yeah. But it really does look amazing on television with the lights and the fog and the stage and all that stuff. And they're bringing a ton of people to...
do they?
Yeah.
They have to pay the people for our show.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any fans, so it might be an
issue.
Yeah,
pay a lot of money.
Well, we're using a lot of hobo street people, stuff like that. We're rounding them up.
Just whatever's on Hollywood Boulevard, just
scoot them over. Round them up.
You have a truck and you put them on.
Runaway prostitutes, folks like that. A lot of illegals, a lot of day laborers from the Home Depot, too. We rounded those boys. So it'll be an eclectic crowd watching Simple Plan tomorrow night. Jason?
My favorite.
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 25?
Right.
What's up?
I got a vasectomy about November.
I want to hear about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
At 25.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why have a vasectomy at 25? Do you have kids?
Yeah, I got two kids. I'm married, and we're done. I don't need
anymore.
So a couple months later, I go back to get my sample, and I mentioned to the doctor that I've noticed an increase in my production of sperm.
And well, not of sperm.
But semen.
Correct.
Right.
I've noticed it. My wife has mentioned it. Without me even telling her. I mentioned to the doctor, and he's telling me that there's no way it could happen from the vasectomy. But before then, I mean, I'm talking double amount of production.
You change your diet?
Not at all.
I like the part where his wife mentioned it without him even telling her. His wife was like, you're making a ton of jizz, buddy. You didn't prompt her at all, huh?
How long ago was the vasectomy?
It was in November.
November, and you're still doing this?
Yes.
Well, maybe it has something to do with it, but it's not sperm. It's just semen, which is different.
But why, Drew?
I don't know of any reason why it would be.
I think it's pretty cool.
You'll have to get a sponsorship from Kleenex.
It will cost you a lot more money. Sex less frequently?
No, it's
same.
Same, 3-4 times a week.
All right. There you go.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you have a vasectomy, you have no more sperm in your semen?
Correct.
So that's weird.
It's nice,
interesting.
Though. And does that change it? Is it easier to mop up or anything?
No, same. Sorry.
Is it less sticky when it comes to contact?
But I could see before me a whole new field of research.
Yeah.
Wow. How about the color?
Yes. Yeah.
Same.
Hey, Jason, you should join the porn industry.
Yeah, like Peter North. There you go. More semen.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, you should do that, dude.
Imagine the Canadians like Peter North because the word North in his name.
There's a theory called North Pole. He has
this connection.
Yeah, he has this film series called Nord Pole, so we can relate.
Katie?
Yeah.
You're 21?
I am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say I've listened to the show for 11 years now.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm so glad I finally got to call.
Wow. 11 years.
Congratulations.
You just got to know how to use a phone?
You went what, Katie?
I was in elementary school, and I started listening.
Where were you living?
Where was I living? In Seattle.
Okay. Because you're in Boise now, right?
Yeah, okay. Going to school.
I don't think the show was on in Seattle.
8 years ago.
11 years ago.
Yeah, it was. I was in sixth grade.
Not
whatever.
You're 12, 9 years ago. Eight years ago.
Okay, close enough. But
somewhere around 10.
All right, well, it went from 11 to 8. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know.
There we go.
Anyways.
It's like penis size. When you start to ask questions, it shrinks. Right.
Anyways, I've been dating a guy for a year now, and I know he wants me to give him a blowjob, but I'm afraid, basically. I'm afraid of the whole thing. I don't know if it's just the penis itself or the taste or I don't know.
I'll tell you something. I'm 100% sure he wants it.
Oh, I know he does. But I'm not pressuring you.
This is something you've never done before.
No, I've never done it.
Okay. It's really easy, baby. I know.
At 21, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if you put a condom on?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because I'm afraid of performance anxiety or what, but...
I doubt it's that.
There's no bad blowjobs.
Yeah. Like, no, only misunderstood blowjobs.
That's right. Especially if you're 21, is your boyfriend the same age as you?
No, he's older.
So there's no bad blowjob.
How old is he?
Almost 27.
Ooh.
Wow.
Unacceptable.
I would say you got to try. I mean, if you've never tried it, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It doesn't taste like anything unless I'm wrong.
How long have you been with the boyfriend?
For a year.
A year? So, I mean, you know, you should have some kind of trust going.
Hold on. Is he a clean guy?
What's that?
Is he clean?
Oh, yes, very.
There you go. Right. There's no taste.
Okay, but let me ask you this,
Katie. Is he trim?
Is there any question, anything happened to you in the past that would freak you out about this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, nothing comes to my mind.
All right. Well, speaking of coming to your mind, you need to get down there. You understand?
I'll try.
No, just do it.
Well, he's out of the country right now.
I don't care. Oh, okay. All right. When's he coming back?
Like 6 months.
All right.
That's it. I'm flying to Boise.
6 months?
I'm flying to Boise.
Is he in the military?
What's that?
Is he in the military?
Yes.
All right. So.
Oh, my God.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where is he? He's probably banging his way through every brothel
in the Middle East. Like, over in the desert, so there's not much going on over there.
Mm. Yeah, he's probably humping a viper
camel
or something.
A camel, yeah.
Viper hole.
That's what I did when I was out in the desert.
You said that.
All right, Katie, get going, would you?
Yeah, you know what? If he loves you, just tell him that you want to try and...
Or maybe practice baby, with some of your friends at home, and when you get back, you can try with him.
Get some bananas or something.
Well, here's the thing. If somebody was, you know, sexually abused and her dad forced her to do this or something, you have an excuse. That's a different situation. But if you're 21 and you just think it's a little icky or you don't think you'd do that great or you just don't feel like it,
just
tough
go.
Ass.
Yeah, come on.
It's your job. Get down there.
Exactly. That's what
I think. And I don't mean to be real chauvinistic about this, and it's his job to do stuff to you, too.
Exactly.
Does he go down on you?
Wait a minute.
She's gone.
Sorry. Wait, she might be there. Does he go down on you?
He has before.
There you go.
Well, you gotta,
really
come on.
With it.
You're uncomfortable with it?
Yeah.
What's up with you?
I don't know.
It's just sex. Come on.
I know. I'm a little uptight, apparently.
All right, loosen up,
loosen
baby.
Loosen up.
Yeah.
You gotta start drinking.
Oh, I do enough of that.
All right.
No, drinking semen.
Yeah.
This band is all class, Adam. All class.
That was good.
This David kid's a genius, man. A genius. Drinking semen. All right. Yeah. They'll drink to that. I know what the ladies like. They like giving me oral. That's right. All right. We got to, you want to hear a song? You want to take another call?
Another call.
No songs. Calls.
All right, we'll take one call, and then we'll hear something.
Yeah. Jesse 17.
Yes. Hi. I actually was just in my car listening to you guys on Loveline, and I heard a guy named Joe that just called in. And did you hear Joe's story?
Yes, we did, because we spoke to him.
Yes, you did. And he was actually the guy, I was one of the girls that he hooked up with on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And how was it?
Were you the engaged one?
I am the engaged one, yes.
Ooh. Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. And the thing that I don't understand is I don't know what to do. Because, yes, I am engaged to this guy.
Well, don't get married. That's what you do. That's the only important thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're engaged and we've been going out.
Liar, whore, you know it.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Because Joe talked to us off the air and gave us a couple of
details
that you would never know. How did things get started?
Well, we were all just partying on the ears and we were drunk and, you know, one thing led to another, and we were all hooking up, and my fiancé at the time, I mean, that night, didn't really care, so he didn't really say anything, and so since he wasn't really getting upset about it, then we just kind of went with what was going on.
Because, where did this get going?
We were at somebody's house just partying.
No.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
No, I know.
When did the first act happen?
When did the first what?
Where? First act happen. Where?
It happened at a friend's house.
What room?
Well, it started in the shower and ended up in the bedroom.
Oh.
Champagne in the shower?
Oh, I'm guessing.
Sorry, yeah.
No, Joe said sparkling wine. It was a California vintage. Touche. All right, and then...
we were all drunk, and one led to another, and a friend of mine was there, and I mean...
And you're 17 and you're engaged?
Come on.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a long engagement, I would say.
What month are you due to get married?
Oh, we haven't really set a date yet.
Oh, we heard...
Joe gave us a month.
Well, you know, Joe doesn't really know because haven't really decided because I'm having second thoughts about it now. And
well, why would Joe give us... What was the preliminary date?
The preliminary date? Well, it's bounced around from, like, March to June, and I don't know.
June?
Mm-hmm. And what is Joe to your fiancé?
He's actually a really good friend from high school to my fiancé, and they've known each other for a very long time.
Is he going to be in your wedding?
Yeah, he's supposed to be the best man.
All right. And why are you so chaotic? What's wrong with you?
Well, because I'm starting to fall for Joe.
No, listen. Where are your parents? You live at home?
Yes, I live at home.
And both your parents are together?
No, I live with my mom.
Where's your dad?
My dad, I haven't seen him in a while.
Is he a drug addict?
No.
Why'd he leave?
Just, they didn't work out.
What happened?
Just, it was a bad situation, I don't know.
What, and he's just out of your life?
Yeah, I don't see him that often.
Why?
Just because he's kind of got his own life going on now.
What's the matter with him?
I hope my kid that I abandoned lets me off this easily.
Yeah, just say.
Hey, he's doing his own thing. He's doing his own thing.
Yeah. What is with? Why did he leave? What did you see?
They just weren't happy. They fought a lot.
What kind of? Was there violence?
No, not violence. He just wasn't. He wasn't around a lot. He was very distant from the family.
Okay. Your dad abandoned you. He's an a-hole.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he screwed you up a little bit with the boys, and now you got this weird attention thing with male. Shut up. Okay, so here's what you need to do.
What do I need to do, Adam?
You need to not do a few things. You need to not get married.
Yeah.
You need to not have any kids.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
You need to slow down.
I'm committed in this relationship. It's been like 4 years.
Look, yeah, but you're 17.
You were 13 years old when you started to go out with him. It's crazy.
Take
it easy.
Here's the thing. Your dad screwed you over. Now you got you're very dangerous because you got boobs and issues with men.
True.
And you can do whatever you want, and you're very desirable because you're 17 and you'll put out, and you got a nice ass, and so the world is your oyster, and everyone's your dad. And
how do you know if I have a nice ass?
I know. It's nice for the time being.
At 17, they're all nice.
It's going south soon.
Oh, yeah?
Believe you me, I don't want to be there when that dam breaks. It's going to happen. But listen. For the time being, you can live off Miller Genuine Draft and Funyuns and never get out of shape.
Yeah.
And every guy wants to F you, and now there's a lot of compensating to do for abandoning dad.
Right.
That's going to get you in bad relationships, chaotic relationships, and you're going to have kids, and then you're going to screw the kids up, and then I'm going to have to pay for those goddamn kids.
You're going to have to pay for the goddamn kids.
That's right. So you need to break things off with the fiancé, realize that men aren't the answer.
Tell my fiancé.
Don't worry.
You're doing him a favor.
Joe's going to tell him that you're seeing other people, so that's going to take care of it.
We already told him.
And get on birth control.
Are you on birth control?
Yes, I'm on birth control.
Stay on it. Go to school. Get a job. Fight to keep it and find Jesus Christ. Thank you. Screwball girls. I want to kick these dads right in the nuts.
They
abandon their little girl.
Screws them up for life.
Yep,
and
it does.
So the dad will walk out when the girl's 2 or 3 years old. The girl sort of festers for about 10 years and then wakes up at 13 or 14 with a set of cans, and all of a sudden guys are looking at her, and now it's just game on. It's all compensation. Everyone's dad, and they're just running around, and that's it. And I don't really blame them. I'd do the same thing if anyone was interested in me at 14 and a half.
Yeah. You know I'm just surprised so many people can get engaged at 17 years old or 16 or whatever.
Start a relationship at 13. I mean,
well, there was no one there to tell her what's right and wrong. It's like, I don't know, maybe not, whatever.
And what are their choices?
Yeah.
Getting D's in public school? Or there's some 26-year-old dude who's got his own ride who's interested in them and wants to party. And all of a sudden, the attention they never got growing up, now they're getting attention from everyone.
Super attention. They're celebrity attention.
Yeah. Because
they have power. They have money. They're older. Yeah.
All right. We got it all worked out. This never happened in Canada, by the way.
No, Canada. Yeah, move to Canada. Hey, come on.
We're socialists over there. It's all good. Everybody's rich.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, everyone's rich.
Or poor.
Or nobody's rich. Nobody knows. I mean, everyone's the same.
That's right.
That's the point. They're all the same. All right. Let's hear something from Simple Plan. This is called I'd Do Anything. Another day is going by. I'm thinking about you all the time. But you're out there and I'm here waiting. And I wrote this letter in my head, 'cause so many things were left unsaid. But now you're gone and I can't think straight. This could Another good one from Simple Plan.
The audience loves it.
Yeah, they're crowd pleasers. Catch them tomorrow night, pleasing mostly vagrant, transient crowd.
Hobos.
Hobos that we will actually use a fire hose to corral them into the audience pen and then then threaten them to rock by taking away the fortified wine. And or bang their head.
Nice.
Yeah. Tomorrow night on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. All right, let's take one more call, and then we'll head toward break. Drew, you got...
Mm-hmm.
What are you pointing at?
Six.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew that.
Nah.
It's got the sticker there, buddy. Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
How Dr. Drew was saying earlier, how girls, like, kind of give head to guys to keep them around.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
That was Drew's plan in junior high, by the way.
You do that?
Sort of.
You sort of do that.
I did to this one guy, and he, like, stuck around, and that kind of got me... doing it.
That's great.
It works.
It works, but they're not sticking around for you. They're sticking around for you know.
That's
and
I know, but I don't get attached to them like how girls get attached real easy.
Yeah, but look, it's a horrible way to try to buttress your self-esteem, try to prop yourself up and feel better about yourself, or to try to sort of capture guys when in fact guys should be wanting to be with you, and you should be able to assert yourself and him be concerned about what your needs are in the relationship rather than you just being some sort of receptacle for him. That doesn't work.
Well, yeah, and plus, like, guys that I really like, I, like, won't even consider doing it too.
You wouldn't consider doing it too.
Mm-mm.
That's very ironic. Maybe that was it. Maybe all the ladies really loved me in high school.
That's
why I was never blown. That's the way I'm going to look at it.
So much better now.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to spin it.
They all loved me.
You made the whole nation feel better, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you girls desired me to such a great extent. That's what the ladies like. Giving me oral.
What is it you want to ask us? You can go ahead and stop doing this. It's fine. What's your question?
I don't know, just like why I...
Because your self-esteem is in the toilet.
Okay. All right.
And if you can find ways to build up your self-esteem, your worth, keep good people around you, try to focus on things that help you feel better about yourself, whether it's schoolwork or hobbies, whatever... Get some close friends.
Well, what if our hobbies...
God knows your family's probably not doing so hot right now.
Where's Dad? Where is Dad?
I don't know my dad, but I have a stepdad.
Yeah. Is he a pain in the ass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's my bourbon?
And that's where the real problems are.
How long has stepdad been around?
Since I was five.
All right. And real dad cut out what age?
I never met him, like, before I was born.
See a pattern forming here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your mom was single for 5 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound
one
like
of the great paradoxes of the human being is that girls with low self-esteem have lots of sex, and males with high self-esteem have lots of sex.
I know. That's where they get the self-esteem from, the girls with the low self-esteem. That's
pump
what
it,
I needed.
Pumping it. There you go.
Yeah. That's how guys get the self-esteem. I know. It sucks.
I'm great. I get laid all the time.
Yeah. Look at me. Me and my champion penis. And they, let's not forget about you, ass. Yes, you helped move the penis. God bless you. Without you, it wouldn't have been possible. Oh, now let's not. Who's that complaining? Is that Mr. Balls? You guys are doing a wonderful job as not only producing the semen, but acting as a counterweight as I bang the bejesus out of the young girls with the low self-esteem. Let's take ourselves a little break. Simple Plan is here. When we come back, maybe we'll hear from the nipples and the anus. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Pierre, David, and Chuck are all here from Simple Plan. Kurtwood Smith will be in here tomorrow night. He's the dad and character actor who, good guy, good actor from that 70s show. Had a good time with him last time he was in here.
He's back pretty quick, too.
It's probably been coming on to a year.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Tiana.
Hi.
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
Actually, I had just a couple questions for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I have a problem, I guess, with masturbation. I tend to do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a problem, baby.
Not a problem at all. Just keep going. Keep that puppy in shape.
Fortunately, Tiana, we have a band here to help you tonight.
That's right.
Thanks, guys.
We all feel the same way.
How much are you good for a day?
I can get up to about 6 to 8 hours.
Nice.
What? 6 to 8 hours. Whoa.
You make a living out of it? I mean, you're like in front of a window or something?
Are you in the L.A. area right now?
Actually,
I do it 6 times a day, but that takes me about 12 minutes. Not 6 hours.
You know you can make a living out of it, right?
No.
Yes, there's this thing called Peep Show.
Yeah, David would pay a lot of big money for that.
Okay, guys, settle down.
Are you also with a boyfriend? Or?
Yes, I am.
And in addition to the 6 hours a day?
Well, then, we'll have, sex as well.
For 2 minutes with the boyfriend. You got the best life ever. Your life is centered around sex. It's awesome.
But he thinks it's a problem, because it'll keep me up at night. Like, I'll just keep going until, 5 in the morning when I work the next day.
Do you let him watch?
No, he doesn't. He falls asleep. And then
after hour 5, it's
I'd be asleep, too. I don't blame him.
All right, so this suggests sexual compulsion and maybe even sexual addiction, right?
Okay.
Because when you start having consequences from sexual activity, that's when it's you can't control it anymore. That's when it gets to be a problem. Then the usual source of that sort of thing is some sort of sexual trauma growing up. Were you sexually abused?
No.
Sure?
I did, but my father had all his Playboys, and I used to always look at those when I was really young.
Okay.
Pornos and stuff.
Okay, watching pornos at how old?
I was probably 6 or 7.
All right, that's one of the things, having sexual material around at a young age is one of the things that is kind of a sexual trauma. You might have experiences and some horrible trauma, but it does tend to sort of change your wiring a little bit, and some of the people we see for sexual compulsions do have that history.
Well, how many orgasms do you have in 6 to 8 hours?
Yeah, back to more important material.
Yeah.
It just flows.
Are you tired?
Wow. Lots of them.
I mean, into the hundreds at this point in 8 hours?
No, not that much, but I'd say up to over in the 50s, 60s.
Wow.
Terrific. Man, that's almost a week for me. And that's every day?
No, it varies depending on how, tense I've been or stressed out I've been.
Sure.
But usually it's at least 2 to 3 hours a day.
Right, but the fact that you need that sex becomes a way of managing affect, a way of managing feelings and responding to anxiety, that's not exactly normal necessarily.
But, Drew, let me paint you a scenario. This happens to me sometimes. I've had a tense day. I come home. I come back from the office. Yeah, the boss was on my back. So I want to have 35, 40 orgasms before.
It used to happen to me during exam week. Exam week was a big masturbation period.
Yeah.
That's out of frustration. That's a little bit different.
I'll study one page and then I'll jerk. I'll
teacher's who spilled whiteout all over this term paper? Again? All right. So what should she do?
Anything else, Tiana, we know about? Any bipolar illness in your family?
No.
And any addiction?
No.
Alcoholism?
No.
Where do you work?
AAA.
Really?
Yeah.
Tiana, masturbating 8 hours a day, fellas. Blah, blah, blah. She's burning a lot of fluids out there. We're going to need some Gatorade. Blah, 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 blah. Businessman's lunch. Blah, 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 blah. You guys have good strip clubs in Canada.
We do, man.
Montreal,
they're amazing.
Best.
You know what? Not only are they good in Canada, but they're good in Quebec. We have this new law, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it's $10 Canadian, which is about $1 American.
For a lap dance, and you can touch her all over you want.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you go home and you jerk off there 36 times.
We heard about it.
Yeah.
We don't really go there.
No, but
my mom told me she works there.
Legend has it. Say, $1 American, shoot your load, fortified Canadian beer, Moosehead, Canada, Gretzky. All right.
Guy Carboneau.
Al McInnes.
All right, so look, a little therapy maybe?
Is this a problem for you?
It can be at times.
Yeah.
I notice it mostly when I'm bored. It'll just become.
Are you sure there's no alcohol? This is kind of addict behavior. No alcoholism anywhere in your family.
No, not that I know of, at least.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm white, Caucasian.
Where are your ancestors from?
Assyria,
Middle East. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, that's some kind of record because not a whole lot of those folks do this much masturbating. Got to pull that whole frock and burka off each time.
Glad I can set that record for my people.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right.
Yeah,
you should be proud of yourself.
All right.
If you're interested, there's SA out there. There are therapists that specialize in sexual compulsions. These are kind of tender and difficult issues to deal with, and so it's somebody that has to be used to dealing with these things if you do decide.
Also, pardon the pun, but it sounds like she's got too much time on her hands.
Yeah, you gotta find a hobby.
She's gotta get a little bit busy.
Try reading a book.
Get a job.
6-8 hours.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't sleep.
It's a lifestyle.
Right.
That's right.
The devil makes work for idle hands, as they say. Kristen?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was engaged when I was 17.
Oh, my.
There we go again.
I know. It's so bad. That all right. I should not get married.
At least you know it. That's good.
And, I don't know, after I broke up with him, he, like, calls me all the time, follows me around and stuff, and I guess last night he tried to kill himself.
What do you mean you guess?
Well, I got a phone call at 2:30 in the morning from his mom, and he tried to jump off a bridge.
What happened?
He's okay. I guess they released him from the hospital today, but I don't know what to do. Like, he's calling me all the time again. I filed for a restraining order today.
Well, how big was this bridge?
Yeah, yeah, it was a tiny, tiny bridge.
I don't know. It was probably really tiny because
it was at a miniature golf course.
What's with the mom calling you at 2 in the morning? Why would she do that?
Because she says that she holds me personally responsible for everything that her son does now.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she did a fabulous job with this
parenting,
youngster.
Yeah.
And now it's all your fault.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so what are they, just sort of your basic white trash?
Pretty much.
Yeah, and she's just an idiot, and he's a pain in the ass. And you broke up. How long ago was this?
About a month and a half ago.
How long were you with him for?
I was with him for a year and a half.
Why did you break up with him?
Why? Because I wasn't ready to get married at, you know, barely turning 18.
Was he the one that forced the marriage issue?
No, it was mutual, but... Like, I don't know, after I turned 18 and kind of got out in the world and everything, I didn't want to get married. I wasn't ready for
it. You met somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Not really.
You started going, you found a guy you liked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That's good, man.
We have the world's dumbest callers, first off.
Damn.
No 18-year-old who thinks it's a great idea to get married at 17 says, well, there's a lot of world out there, a lot of life to live. I wanted new experience.
A lot of bridges to cross.
That's right.
Working with a degree in plasma physics.
She started boning a guy from junior college who worked in the snack shack and decided to get rid of this guy.
Damn,
I know our callers.
No, not that much.
Wait a minute. Where was she on five? Yeah. All right, Kristen. Look, you cannot deal with this guy. If he talks about suicide, you have to call the cops and take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you can't be this guy's fallback. And you got to tell his mom.
How old is he?
It's not your fault.
He's 19.
You got to tell his mom that she can't be calling you when he attempts to jump off these baby bridges this way.
And I think you have the right to move on as well. That's your choice.
All right. So you're with the new guy now?
No. We're just every now and then, you know?
Having sex.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's not available.
You're into the new guy, and ironically, he's not that into you, and that's why you're really into the new guy, right?
Is the new guy married?
Oh, boy.
No, he's not married. I work with him.
He's just
her boss.
He's just your boss?
No, he's not my boss.
He's unavailable, and that makes him attractive, right?
Yeah.
And this other guy's super available and desperate, and that's why you're sort of not interested.
Probably.
All right,
baby. Because he jumps those bridges for you, yeah.
Thank you. Listen, women are very easy to figure out, fellas. Extremely easy. Okay, so... stay away from the old guy. Tell the mom not to call you. It's not your responsibility. But here's the deal. You can't waffle. You can't meet up with the guy. You can't return his phone calls.
You have to cut bridges.
That's right.
You may want to
burn those bridges.
You may want to find out who's taking care of him from the psychiatric hospital and contact them when he gets crazy on you, because they are actually the ones responsible.
But look, don't be into the new guy, by the way, just because he's not into you.
Okay.
I know it's hard. I know it's an opiate that you cannot get away from. Where's your dad? That's the question.
My dad? I live with only my dad.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Now where's mom?
My mom died when I was 5.
Ooh, that's bad. What happened?
A motorcycle accident.
Ugh.
Before the helmet law.
She was riding by herself?
Before the helmet law?
Before the helmet law in California.
She was riding by herself?
Sorry about that.
No, she was with her boyfriend.
Who's not your dad?
No.
So they broke up a long time ago?
They divorced when I was, like, before I even turned 1.
And were you living with your mom up until the point she died?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
That's a big loss. And that's going to take some getting over, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I've been in and out of my house with my dad because we don't get along the greatest.
Where do you live when you're not with him?
Now it's coming together.
Yeah.
Where do I live when I'm not with him?
Yes.
Friends and other family members.
And what's up with your dad?
He's an alcoholic.
Okay. So this guy, this new guy.
Where's my bourbon?
Alcoholic.
New guy alcoholic. That's what we say.
Yeah.
For sure. You know what?
He is? You know he is?
Yeah.
All right. That's why you're into him.
That's guaranteed.
Okay, baby. Stop being so predictable, all you broads, would you?
I used to think I was a total loser because I was still living at home, and I feel very good coming on the show. Thank you.
You speak two languages.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bilingual. Hey, Kristen.
Yeah?
Slow down, baby. Don't get pregnant.
I won't.
Are you using some protection?
I'm on birth control.
All right, stay on that.
Check out ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics.
Please.
Really. Something therapeutic. You're going to need it.
Oh, so chaotic. I'll tell you, when I say it all the time, but guys are much more durable emotionally because there's just their wiring isn't quite as delicate. Women are wired like a English car from the 50s. they really are. They're just junk, possibly a French car. Americans are wired. I mean, not Americans, but men are wired like Jeeps. You can just drive them underwater and stuff. They run off kerosene or lantern oil or gas. Whatever you pump, you piss in them, they'll work. That's how guys are. And you never quite get that ride, you know, when everything's working, when you're going on all cylinders. But women, so delicate. And parents screw them up early, that's it. Dad's an alcoholic. Now they're into the alcoholic guy. So predictable. Let's stop trying to be so predictable, everybody. Doesn't it anger you that Dr. Drew can figure out in the first 30 seconds of the call?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I would be insulted by this.
Make a change.
All right, let's take a break. You guys make a change, and we'll be back. Yeah, it's Loveline, everybody. In studio tonight, a little band by the name of Simple Plan. I'll tell you, these guys, you're right all the way from northern Florida. I'll tell you what, these kids, I heard their stuff, true, and I like it. I like what I hear a lot. This close to dropping trowel last time I heard these cats playing. They're going to be on the Kimmel Show. He's bro, man. They'll be on that show tomorrow night rocking it hard in the outdoor arena there. So look forward to that, everybody.
Ow!
Yes, indeed. Let's get back to the phones. Speak to Mike, who's 17. Mike?
Yo, I just want to say hi to Adam and Dr. Drew. You guys kick major butt. I don't know if they ask on the air, but I just wanted to say that. And
what about us? You don't like us?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm getting to you guys now.
All right, cool. Just checking.
All right.
Go.
Hold on a second. You cannot talk to the people who call this show, you understand, until they are ready for you to talk to them.
Confuses them.
I just shifted the whole thing.
It's like giving hand motions to the dolphins that they don't understand before they do the trick.
That's right.
That's focus.
I apologize.
Hey, Mike, go ahead and ask. You got a question for the band?
Yeah, I just want to say you guys are awesome, and I just want to ask, how is your fame, you know, has it being on MTV and all, how has it influenced, like, your love lives and the amount of play you guys get?
I'm not a virgin anymore. That's big.
Since I'm on the road, I don't get any more.
Yeah, David has a girlfriend, and he won't cheat on her.
It depends on the people. You know, at first it didn't really matter. I don't really know. I get laid all the time. That's all I can say.
Really? That's good.
No, I don't know. Like, you know, it's definitely it's gotten easier. But same sense, when it gets easier, sometimes you don't really want as much. I guess, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, don't ruin it for the rest of us.
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know. It's changed it in many various ways for me.
He's gay.
True, please. They don't even know what that means. Mike?
I have a question for you guys. How did you guys hook up with Good Charlotte? I mean, because I know you guys are pretty...
We didn't hook up with them. We're not gay.
Yeah. I don't care what
what are you trying to say, dude? No, actually, we're from Montreal, Canada, and they were coming through on a tour with a band called MXPX. I'm not sure if you're aware of who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Great band from...
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, in that area. And they came by, and they were on tour with them. They're opening up for them, and we went to see the show. It was at the Metropolis in Montreal, and we just went to see them because we were friends with MXPX, and we know them.
God, you talk so fast tonight.
I'm sorry. And then,
and then we went to a strip club together.
Yeah, Good Charlotte was there. They were opening, and we met them there.
Montreal strip club.
Yeah, and we took them out to a strip club and showed them the beautiful ladies there.
The exotic woman of Montreal.
And what they would do. The currency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
$1.25
That's
American.
How they spend their
it's like a dollar's worth like 10 bucks.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
You're calling from Pebble Beach?
Yeah, you remember me?
No, but when's that car concourse out there?
That's in August.
In August?
Yeah, because right now we got the golf tournament, so.
All right, buddy. I'll see you then.
See you guys.
All right. Oh, they got that big car thing out there.
Bye-bye.
Once a year.
Bye, Mike.
Pebble Beach sounds nice. Yeah. You ever been there?
Where is that again?
Yeah.
It's up north toward San Francisco. Kind of, yeah. San Francisco. I don't know why I called it that. San Francisco, right. Yeah, it's real nice. You guys got a
famous golf course there, right?
You guys been up and down the coast here at all?
Not really, a little bit, yeah. We toured with Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yes, great guys.
Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah. We did L.A., San Francisco, Portland, Seattle.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frisco.
Played San Diego as well. No, it's. I think it's our favorite state, California. It's really beautiful. The weather is just awesome.
Yeah. That's Dickie trying to improve his wah. all right, let's talk to Ray, who's 21. Ray?
Hi.
What's up? Oh, Ray the female.
Ooh.
What's up, baby?
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
What are you wearing?
You have a sexy voice.
What's going on, Ray?
I've been smoking for too long. I've been going out with my boyfriend for about a year and a half, and wondering whether to tell him that years back I was raped and had an abortion.
Hmm. How old were you when you were raped?
12.
12? Oh, and you got pregnant at 12?
Yeah, I did.
Who did this?
I was set up on a blind date by another 12-year-old girl. It was her 14-year-old cousin.
Set up on a blind date at 12, huh? And a 14-year-old... Drew's got a puss on.
Like, no weird sexual abuse before that?
No, my parents are dirty hippies, and so I was trying really hard to be like all the other girls.
Which was what?
Anything they wanted to be. Anything
so
they wanted
to be. Were you exposed
to
weird stuff or something?
Yeah, everything that you hear all the time. Grandparents alcoholics, parents drug addicts.
Okay. All right. So you had a lot of trauma you were dealing with.
All right, and now you've been with this guy for how long?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. Things are getting serious?
Somewhat.
How old is he?
He's 26.
And are you guys talking about maybe getting engaged or moving in together or anything like that?
Not even a little bit.
Are you kind of freaked out about commitment?
Yeah, this is my first committed monogamous relationship.
You getting antsy, getting uncomfortable?
Not so far.
Well, here's why.
I put him off for months and months and months before I said yes to.
Yes to what?
Being in a committed monogamous relationship.
Okay, yeah, so now you're trying to push him away.
Yeah.
You got to sabotage him.
Yeah.
I got to tell him how bad I am, how horrible I am, and he doesn't know that I'm not worthy of this relationship.
It's not that. It's mostly that, like, there's a question of whether or not I can have kids.
Why?
The abortion was really bad.
Yeah.
And
what do you mean was really bad? What happened?
I had the abortion at 5 months.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And there was no anesthetic or anything.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with whether there were any complications with the abortion. You're concocting this all in your own mind.
Well, this is kind of what I've been told from my more recent doctor, that I guess there had been a lot of bleeding afterwards, not hemorrhaging, but I've developed a lot of scar tissue.
So your gynecologist said you'd be at risk for not having not being able to carry a child?
Yeah, after the rape, I was really promiscuous and
that's
got pregnant.
That wasn't my question.
That is a whole different thing. So you got chlamydia.
I had a miscarriage.
But you got pregnant again, right?
Yeah, and I had a miscarriage at 14.
Okay. Well, okay. Here's what we're saying, Ray. Here's what's going on. Now, this whole being truthful and laying the cards on the table for your significant other sounds great, but usually the motivation is not great.
Yeah.
And you're somebody, because of your past and because of the trauma and your screwed up hippie parents, are having difficulty with commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncomfortable for you. And you found a guy. And it's starting to get uncomfortable, and you're thinking about pushing him away, so you've decided to tell him something that may push him away.
Right.
And then you've put it in a package that says, well, it's the truth, He deserves to know. I may not be able to have a child. He deserves to know that. This is all nonsense. I mean, you're looking to
sabotage
this relationship with this so-called truth.
And it's because you feel like one of the things you feel, aside from difficulty being intimate, that being an uncomfortable place for you to be in, you also feel not worth it. And you're going to show him how bad and not worth you are. You can't even be a mother, which is also a load of crap, because all you know is that you were promiscuous. Like every young female who was promiscuous, you may have an added risk of scarring in the tubes, which is something highly treatable, and there are many different ways that can be overcome. And focus on that. Don't worry about how flawed you are.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to break up with the guy, you can break up with him, but don't do it as if you don't want to break up with him, and yet you're going to attempt to break up with him through these sort of covert means. All right. And secondly, why don't you just get some therapy and sort of leave him out of this for now? Because this isn't really between the two of you in a certain sense. You know what we're saying, Ray?
Yeah.
All right. How about a little therapy for all you've been through?
I tried that a few years ago, and both of the people that I talked to seemed like they needed therapy much more than I did.
Well, hey,
If it's your full answers, Ray, you need a lot of therapy for what you've been through. Or you just go through life the way you are, but that's not a great way to go through, right? All right. Listen, go to get therapy. Would you please stop making excuses?
Yeah.
Okay, do that. Don't tell your boyfriend about this until you've discussed this at length with the therapist.
And if you need to, go clarify with your gynecologist what is actually going on with you, because you're concocting, you're spinning yarns about
it. Okay. I bet she tells the boyfriend this weekend.
Absolutely.
Oh, listen, everybody, get some goddamn therapy, all you people. Look, here's the deal. I feel badly for what happened to you in the past, but now that you're an adult and you're emancipated and you're out on your own, it's up to you to take care of yourself. And don't anyone try to sell that crap of, I went to rent a friend a couple of years ago and it didn't work out, so screw them. Or I knew more than he did, or I knew more than she did, or they needed more therapy than I did. That's BS. You just need anybody to sit there. Put a scarecrow in there. Just go sit down.
Yeah.
Just get into the therapeutic environment and start talking and stop acting everything out constantly.
Yeah, you're
That's what it is. Here's what we do in this country. You guys are so busy playing hockey and curling that you don't know how to live life. Let me explain how the Americans live. Our parents abuse us. They knock us around a little. And then we just go through our whole life
repeating that
trauma with anyone we get in an intimate relationship with and always externalizing everything. Now that you know the secret to the
American way.
That's right.
It's the American way.
We'll be back. Everybody, simple plan. No pads, no helmets, just balls. That's the name of the CD. And again, catch the boys tomorrow night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us. Man.
This was great. This is enlightening.
Fascinating.
Nice meeting you guys, and come back anytime you like.
We'd love
Thank
to.
Thank you.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. You got to start drinking.
Oh, I do enough of that.
All right.
No, drinking semen.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.